Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Over 70 hours per week of Houston's best local sports talk. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC at KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Rockets lost last night, 116-103. Deshaun Watson has a search warrant for all of his social media out now. Well, the story came out. It's been out since October 19th. So that's a really bad, bad thing that this investigation has taken this turn, and that, Deshaun is still facing, really, really facing criminal issues here that could he should pay for his crimes, but I'm worried about the Texans draft picks, if you want to know the truth. So that's a problem. We had Mike DiRocco here talking about Urban Meyer as well. We got the game on Sunday. This is a story. It's a pretty good story, Lance. I don't think you've seen it. Brett McMurphy covers college football for ESPN. He was on a BBOC podcast. It's the Action Network, but it's the BBOC podcast.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea what that means.
But search term on. Sounds like a big, search term on a hub of some sort.
Big boy on campus, whatever it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it does sound like something that.
Yeah.
That would be searched on Pornhub, whatever. but what is it? Big Bets on Campus. There it is. BBOC podcast. Brett McMurphy, long time. Long-time college football reporter. Here he is telling a story about Urban Meyer. It's a pretty good one.
In 2015, when I was working at ESPN, I did these weekly questions for SportsCenter. I would survey schools that were back then and ask them a question each week. The responses were anonymous. And then I would give the top five answers on SportsCenter every Saturday morning. One week, the question was, if you were at the coaches' convention and a fight broke out, what coach would you want by your side? Well, among the top five answers were like big coaches, like Charlie Strong. It was those type of guys thinking, okay, you want a big guy with you when a fight breaks out. One coach, and I will not reveal who this coach is, but he was a head coach then and is still a head coach now, told me that he would want Urban Meyer by his side. And I said, Urban, why would you want Urban? He's not a big guy. Why would you want Urban by your side if a fight broke out? The coach told me, he goes, because everyone hates that motherfucker, and they would be punching him in the face so much, nobody would lay a hand on me.
That's the greatest reasoning I've ever heard. Greatest reasoning I've ever heard. Unbelievable.
Urban is catching it now. And apparently his daughter came to
just stay
his
out
defense.
Of it. Don't just stay out of it.
Yeah. Okay. So his daughter is Gigi. And
stay out of it, Gigi.
Anyone who truly knows us knows how incredible he is as a person. He may be you. Maybe he doesn't threaten your life or your livelihood, Gigi. She said this, the spirit of the enemy is in full force battle mode in this world and in people. This is war. But like I said, all know who wins in the end. Yeah, this is what she put out there. The enemy, a.k.a. the world, really doesn't want to see good people win. And you can argue whether my dad is a good person or not based on what you see in the media. Super reliable source of info, as we know. Anyone who truly knows us knows how incredible he is as a person. And the world hates any platform we have, so he's going to create chaos to destroy it. Little does he know, he's making it stronger. It's not over. Keep watching. Gigi's at war. Gigi's at war.
Just relax. You're not going to win this one.
Yeah. Well, maybe she will. I don't know. That's her dad. Will she? I would hope Frankie. Wouldn't you? Okay. Wouldn't Maddie? Now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want her going up against Twitter.
Okay.
I wouldn't want her going against
Wait a
Instagram.
Minute. She went up against Dell yesterday.
So, yeah, she told Dell he was number two worst person behind you.
Well, so tell the story. You brought her in here.
My daughter. It's her. By the way, happy birthday, Maddie. She's 11 today.
Hi, Maddie. Happy birthday.
So, Madiana is 11.
I got some thoughts for you, Maddie.
Okay.
Okay.
She's 11 today, so her and her mom are going to go hike, and then I think we're going to go have Korean barbecue because we did that one time, and she likes to be able to put the little meat on the little thing, you know, cook the meat yourself.
Right there at the table, right.
She loves that, so I think we're going to go do that for lunch today between writing up Drake London and David Bell, and then I'll go have Korean barbecue with my daughter, I think. So she was up with me yesterday. My wife went to a birthday luncheon, so my daughter came up here, and I saw Dell in there. I said, oh, Maddie, look who it is. It's Dell. Let's go talk to him. I don't want to. I said, come on. If you do that, I'll give you a treat. She's okay.
like a treat? You feed her? Does she have to sit up on her hind legs or what?
I'll get you ice cream downstairs at Tom and Tom's. So anyway,
she's not a dog.
She went in there. We opened it. I said, look who it is, Maddie. It's the bad man. He and Dell, of course. Your dad is the bad man. Just trying to throw her old man under the bus.
Right.
Like, what a creep Dell is. Of course. That's the bad man. She said, I hear what you say on the radio, Dell. And he goes, you should hear what he says off the radio. And you know, just Dell being Dell.
The worst.
Of course it doesn't.
Worst person.
It can't faze him. It can't faze my daughter because she knows who the bad people are. She goes, no. Mr. Granato is worst, and then you're number two, and then my dad is three. And well, she did go. She goes, no, I do hear, Dad. You say some things on the radio that I do not like.
Yeah.
I was like, I know, Maddie. It's just for the radio. I don't mean any of them,
okay.
Of course.
She is a very poor judge of character, okay?
Is she?
Because I'm obviously the nicest person on this show,
Maddie,
okay? So I can't trust anything you say anymore, Maddie, okay? Yeah. Nothing you say.
Made the list a second time.
Oh, really? All right. Didn't you come to our house and go through Wendy's closet? Didn't
Wendy
you?
Brought her on a shopping spree.
That's right.
Through the closet.
Guess,
no, she loves Wendy.
Yeah. Guess who? Because
no,
it, that was
no,
all.
Wendy bought all that
it
stuff.
It all goes to the top. Okay?
Wendy bought all that stuff.
All right.
No, you didn't buy it for Wendy.
I told Wendy, take care of Maddie. Okay. Make sure that Maddie's happy.
As far as my daughter's concerned, Wendy's one of the greatest people in the world. A strong woman who is in charge of a company. You know, my daughter loves strong women. Loves. And for her, Wendy, and strong women who have those purses and shoes, forget about it.
Okay, so she's questioning Wendy's ability to pick the right man for her? No, Maddie, okay?
Well, she just skips right by you and just goes right to Wendy.
Is
she
that
knows
right?
that Wendy's going to thrive and survive without you.
My kid is...
You're just right now, you're just a parasite.
You're raising
Wendy's her. Your host.
You're raising her wrong.
Wendy's your host.
A terrible kid.
Let me ask you something. Which way would it go better? Wendy without you, you without Wendy?
Ooh. Well, this is the perfect opportunity. This is the perfect opportunity to talk about cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Without Wendy...
I know you'd dive in harder.
I don't even know that I would dive in any harder without Wendy. I mean, I think there might be maybe a few more Coors Lights. But Wendy doesn't care. She enjoys a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing beer as well every once in a while. Now, she's not as enthusiastic as I am. I don't know many people that are as enthusiastic. Maybe Chad... maybe Justin. I mean, my boys can throw down some Coors Lights now. We enjoy cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. We love the Blue Mountains, and you should too. I mean, if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, there's one place to go, and that's Coors Light. Why would you have a beer that you don't even know if it's cold? It's stupid. I can look at my beer and say cold, and I know it's refreshing. Because a billboard says it's the world's most refreshing beer. You can't lie on a billboard. No one's ever lied on a billboard. So if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you pick up a nice one, a Coors Light, brother. It is the world's most refreshing beer. Climb on.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 9:15 on ESPN 97.5. I have, you know, we beat this horse dead.
Which one?
The guy's opting out of bowl games. Kenny Pickett.
We have not this year, actually.
No, but we have in the past, obviously, that we've got our feelings about this. Listen, I understand it. I get it. I mean, especially when you saw, who was it, Darren Smith? Who was the Notre Dame lock? Jalen Smith. And you see him go down. Willis McGahee, you know, that was a national championship game. You got to play. You got to play.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't love this idea of opting out. Here's
but
why.
I'll tell you this about Kenny Pickett. It really bothers me. Kenny Pickett has moved himself into quite possibly the number one quarterback being taken. He was a Heisman finalist. Kenny Pickett was a non.
He was an afterthought.
He was not about college football. No, but how many guys? If you're going to be the first quarterback taken, how many guys are seniors anymore? They're usually three and done.
Burrow was. Baker was.
Well, but Burrow had to transfer.
Was Kyler?
Baker had to transfer. You know, they had to go find their ways. Both of them. They had to find their ways in the world to be able to get. Kenny Pickett has been there. Well, you know, Trevor Lawrence was three and done. I mean, guys who are clear cut the best. So Kenny Pickett gained a lot from Pitt. I mean, you want to talk about Pitt has made him, and then he abandons his team on a New Year's Day bowl.
I really don't like this because I think, you know, the idea that, well, he could get hurt. Then if he can get hurt in that game, he could get hurt in the last game of the regular season. He could get hurt in the next to last game. It's not a good, it's a poor, the rationale doesn't make sense. He could get hurt in this game. What about getting hurt in the other games? Yeah. Every game he could. It's part of the sport.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that quarterback, a New Year's Eve bowl game, I think in most cases guys should be playing. I recognize when there are injuries, you don't want to, that require, you know, the two guys that made sense were Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey because they both had some lower leg injuries that they were dealing with headed into the draft and they wanted to get healthy. That's understandable. But what happened was it created this concept. And then people, it becomes like the end thing to do that, hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm going to opt out. And now I am pleased to say that I expected to see opt-outs in season this year from players, and we did not see that. So my prediction about that was wrong this year. I thought after what we saw from guys like Kylan Hill last year from Mississippi
Derek
State,
Stingley didn't really.
Okay, well that's true. I think you're right. Maybe the injury opt-out is a.
He hasn't been there for 2 years. After his freshman year, when everybody's so touted as the most talented cornerback, he's like, nah, I don't think I'll play much.
Yeah, that's a good point. That probably is an opt-out. Yeah. That's a way of opting out. So, yeah, I guess that is true. But at least we didn't have any, I'm just going to leave the team in the middle of the year because I just don't like the way the season's going. We saw that a lot with Mississippi State last year, especially with Kylan Hill was one example. And we started seeing players quit. We didn't see it this year in season that I can recall.
Oh yeah,
which
no,
is
we
good.
Did have somebody did just said I'm done. I'm not playing anymore. I forget who it is, but we had that
in regular season.
Yeah,
get ready for the draft.
Season, yeah.
Okay, well, I still think it's going to happen down the road. I thought it would be accelerated. It hasn't been, but Kenny Pickett to me, go out there and play. Go out there and show what you can do.
Yeah,
you know, go out there.
What is he going to do to get ready that he can't do in practice every day?
There's nothing that Kenny Pickett is going to do different. All you're doing is saying we're going to bubble wrap him. But if you bubble wrap them then bubble wrap them the last game. Bubble wrap them the game before. Start doing what everyone else is saying. And just don't play. After your freshman year, just don't play at all. And just do you either want to compete and play the game you love or you don't.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to – he's not going to hurt himself playing, you know, hurt his stock. He's not going to he's not going to learn anything more than what he knows – with his extra 1 week, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for what, the Senior Bowl? I mean, I'm assuming, I think he's playing in the Senior Bowl. I don't know. I thought Kenny Pickett would play. I would have, if you asked me about opt outs and you say Kenny Pickett, I would have thought, no, Kenny Pickett's obviously playing.
Yeah.
But his agent is probably telling him not to play.
Probably. We don't want to get hurt. I don't know. If I was one of his teammates, I know, hey, go get your bag. I'm not against any of these kids. I'm not against NIL. I'm not against transfer portal. I just wish they would love the game. I want to play. I want to play for my teammates. I thought Mike Leach hit it on the head. Man, I can't believe that you would. You could, like you said, what? You're going to get hurt this game? Well, what about the game before?
Every game. And nobody, you could
argue, you're going to be a 10, 12, 13-year pro, but you can't play this one game?
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I hear people try to make that. Well, what about Willis McGahee? I don't know. What about Willis McGahee? He's a running back who got his leg shattered into a million pieces in 2001. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Yeah, 20 years ago, a guy got his leg smashed to bits and then still had an NFL career. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So,
and drafted in the first round, by the way.
I don't know. I don't know why this one just hit me. I get guys opting out, but this
white Kenny, quarterback. Kenny you Pickett, hate white quarterbacks.
He owes, and I'm a pit Everyone man. Knows he says I'm a pit man forever.
White quarterbacks. Hmm. Everyone knows that's your MO.
Hmm.
You're an anti-Baker guy. You're an anti-Herbert guy. You're a Tua. Justin Fields. Boo, Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I see you working.
Ricky said, Kylin Hill. Last year was Kylin Hill. He said in the middle of the season, he said, I'm
No,
fine.
That's what I mentioned.
Yeah,
Kylin Hill.
Yeah.
Kylin, yeah, and there's NFL people weren't real big on Kylin. I think he went undrafted, either seventh or undrafted, when he had third or fourth round talent.
He's on the roster, though.
He's on the roster for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and he gets
a couple carries. He had a good preseason.
He gets a couple carries.
Does he get some carries?
He's gotten
sometime?
Some carries, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
maybe when Aaron Jones was out.
I mean, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, I mean, where's the carries going to come from?
Well, they're not going to now, but A.J. Dillon, I mean, Aaron Jones was out for a little bit. He probably got carries with A.J. Dillon.
He did.
I'd have given them all to A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
I would have given every carry to A.J. Dillon possible, and I wouldn't have thrown in a red zone. Just run A.J. Dillon. Get him some touchdown. Get him some points.
Well, you got him in fantasy. That's your rep back?
Yeah, but that's not what
that's
I'm saying.
Not what, that's not what... That's
you know what I wouldn't have done yesterday? Thrown so much to Tyreek Hill. Just keep feeding only Kelsey. Only Kelsey.
Yeah.
And play Eckler. For fantasy owners, isn't it? We both have Austin Eckler.
I'm screaming.
Get the ball to Eckler.
Not only
stop with your goofing with your 10 carries
ball,
a game.
He wasn't even in the game most of the time.
It's unbelievable. Brandon Staley should be fired.
Wow. Listen, Dell is coming up here at the bottom of the hour. He can't wait. He wants to break down. I mean, he wants to go in-depth about Louisiana and Marshall. I mean, he's excited about these early games. He is really excited about these early games. So, we're going to have Dell on at the bottom of the hour here. What's that?
Former LSU starter Max Johnson has chosen to transfer with his little brother, who just signed at
Texas A&M. Yep, Texas A&M. Yeah.
You know what his little brother's name is? Padraig.
Padraig?
Padraig Johnson.
It is? Really?
No. Jake.
Absolutely not.
Why is it? Why did
the only
Padraig
I know of is Harrington, and probably on Game of Thrones there's a Padraig, is my guess.
Oh, maybe.
That was Padraig.
Yeah, Padraig. Something like that. Yeah.
Padraig Harrington.
Yeah, sure.
But no, that's not his brother. But no, he's a tight end, and he's supposed to be a pretty good player. And Max Johnson is going into a situation where they got Wegman and Haynes King. I don't understand it, but for Jimbo, it's awesome because he lost out Zach Calzada, and actually Max Johnson is probably a better option than
Zach Calzada.
Yeah, he's a better option than Zach Calzada. His name's Zach, so I don't know how Italian that is. So, if I'm Max Johnson, I'm like, I don't know. Where am I going to get my snaps at Texas A&M with Haynes King coming back and Wegman coming back?
It'll be tough. I think your thought is maybe you can beat out Haynes King. Wegman, it wouldn't shock me if Wegman didn't play his freshman year.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me, but I wouldn't want to go to that situation.
Maybe Brad just loves the spirit of Aggieland. Like, how about you just can love being a part of all that tradition?
Like, I thought Spencer Rattler made a good choice. I thought South Carolina was a nice spot for him because they don't have any quarterbacks.
Yeah, but do you have receivers and running backs and offensive line to help
you? But first thing first, I want to get on the field. Then
Spencer's overrated. Who cares? Spencer Rattler's just a name. He's a name that was out there for a while. Show me the great Spencer Rattler tape.
No, but he played well last year, not this year.
A lot of talking of badge.
He played well last year.
A lot of talking of badge. This year?
No, last year.
He was all right.
Yeah.
He went great in that Kansas State loss. He went great in that Kansas State loss. He wasn't in the losses. He was really bad.
Yeah.
Our buddy David Nuno, he pointed out earlier this week, having Johnson on that roster is not a bad thing because he will be the only quarterback in that room who's seen an SEC defense on the field.
Yeah.
Yep.
Literally. That's a good point. Only one who's played against SEC defenses and will know what
to do. And thrived at points. I mean, he wasn't bad.
He wasn't terrible.
He wasn't terrible. No, Max Johnson wasn't terrible at all. But
now he's not a quarterback for a top six, top 18.
No. If you got to go to Max Johnson. But, however, for Jimbo, again, this is wonderful because he needs that depth. I mean, look what Blake Bost was a snap away all season long. Zach is Cuban, not Italian.
That's right. No, he's not. He's Mexican.
Well, Amber says
he's
Cuban.
No, he's not.
Amber is
not.
A big A&M person.
No, that probably is Cuban. I'm thinking of the kicker. Their kicker, his dad or mom is Mexican, from Mexico.
Can you say Mexican?
Yes. People from Mexico are Mexicans.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I know you feel uncomfortable saying that, but that's what your nationality is. If you're from Mexico, you are a Mexican. If you're from America, you're an American.
What if you're from Eskimo? Can you say that?
Where's Eskimo?
I don't know.
You say, no, we don't say Eskimos anymore, John. I know where you're going.
I didn't say that.
No, it's called...
I didn't say that.
What are they called?
That's what I said. You can't say that.
Inuits.
I think you're right.
It is. I know I'm right.
Inuit?
Yeah. Inuit, yeah.
That sounds uglier than Eskimo to me.
I would know.
That sounds uglier than Inuit. I don't want to be that.
That's their tribe.
Oh.
Let me Google what do you call
Native American.
Native Canadians?
Native Canadians, yeah. We could do that as well. I mean, if you're from Eskimo,
Yeah, Inuit. There he is.
You're an Inuit.
There he is. I knew you were right. I just wanted to double check. Native Americans are now called indigenous people. You don't call them Native Americans
you
anymore.
You can't say Native American anymore? Who said that?
It's indigenous.
What's up?
There's several options. It's not Native American anymore. You're borderline slurring.
I can't say anything.
It's an indigenous person.
Yeah. I can't remember.
You're indigenous to Lulings.
I can't
remember. You were there from the very beginning.
I know.
You were in Luling's first people.
Using slurs. Lance is dropping slurs out there.
What, indigenous?
No. You said the E word.
The E word?
No. I wouldn't say that.
We don't say Eskimo.
927. Dell is going to break down all of these early games. He's so excited about it. So we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we are talking about, Damaris. Hey, I got an email from them. They have got a prime rib package where they do all the cooking for you. And you better get in a hurry because, listen, this is from their catering department. They're really, really, really good. I was with Frankie last night, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about how, Thanksgiving was just spectacular, how y'all responded and you love the fried turkeys, not only the fried, but they bake the turkeys as well. Listen, if you're looking for a great Christmas dinner, they'll do it all. With the sides and everything else, and you don't have to worry about it. Damaris is ready. Damaris Barbecue is ready. Prime time for prime rib. No bow tie. It's taken care of. Their catering department is second to none, I'm telling you. The prime rib of beef with au jus, a side, a vegetable, salad, and a dinner roll. I got a great price for you. If you don't feel like cooking, I'm telling you, this is a great way to go about this. Let them do all the cooking, and you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Christmas dinner. All at Damaris. DEMERIS.com. That's Damaris.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:32 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Being joined by our old friend, our best buddy, Del Olale, is rejoining the show. He is so excited about these early games here. He can't wait, chomping at the bit, to get in here and break it down for you, all of these early bowl games, which are so important, so, so important out there. We were texting back and forth yesterday about different strategies and different matchups in these early bowl games, and he's with us right now on ESPN 97.5. 92.5. Dell, go ahead. Break down. Let's start with that Louisiana Marshall game. Break it down for us.
No.
Dell, come on, please.
Please, Dell.
I told you yesterday. I don't care.
What do you mean?
I told you.
This is your
I don't care.
Your job is to okay. Oh, respect
no,
my decision.
Not.
Respect my decision is just now because it's early bowl. Oh, not that you're the big name teams that you care about. What about the people out there?
Do I need to explain job to you? No one pays me to do respect my decision. I do that for fun. And you don't pay me to do this, which I have an issue with.
We pay you in brand awareness.
Cut the check.
Yeah. What
we
about
pay you
yeah,
in
what
brand
about the
awareness,
Dell brand that we've that you're branded out there now?
You know that was something that was said to me like a couple years ago. And now you're turning into that.
You're a very lippy sports map guy
yeah.
right now.
Right.
You're right.
How about doing it for the Freds? Okay, let's go.
Did anyone ask you for a breakdown of the Marshall, Louisiana game?
Yes. People are clamoring for it.
Isn't what
should we bet on?
He'll give you picks about bowl games. That's what you go to him for. You can talk to me about Max Johnson going A&M, Jimbo getting a transfer quarterback, Kenny Pickett opting out. I'll talk about that stuff. I don't care about some game featuring a team with no real head coach.
You're a known Kenny Pickett hater. What did you think about – John and I are not fans of Kenny Pickett opting out. It's the idea that I could get hurt in this game. You could get hurt in any and every game. So don't play the last game of the regular season. Don't play the next to last game. Don't even play football anymore because you might get hurt. What did you think of that, and do you think that is a sign of things that come with the quarterback position? Because that's not something we've really seen up to this point, quarterbacks opting out.
I don't like it, not for those reasons. I don't like it because what it means for Pitt. How often is Pitt going to win the ACC? Mm-hmm. The guy who led you there, who had a great year, is now not even going to be part of the team that won the ACC. That's my biggest issue. I mean, yes, it was a down year, and it's always a down year next week unless Clemson's playing well, and then they weren't. So you had an opportunity, and you had a great year. You win 11 games, and he's not going to play. It's not even that Pitt team anymore. It's some Walmart version of them. That's my biggest issue. Ride with your team in a special moment. Something that team might not ever do in the next half a decade, and he's opting out. That's my biggest issue.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is special. And all of his teammates, and I don't see who thought Kenny Pickett coming into this season was going to be the first quarterback taken in the draft. So this Pitt has done a worlds for him. Now he says, oh, I'm a Pitt guy my whole life. I'm a Pitt man for life. Well, then play the freaking game.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thing. If you were at if you're an Ohio State wide receiver, sure, it sucks, but it's Ohio State. Those kids kind of get what that program is about. You win a lot of games, you go to the NFL. And Pitt certainly has produced pros. We know that. But this is a really big year for them, a special year. And for him not to be available to play kind of sucks. I mean, you're playing almost the top 10 Michigan State team in a game where you could possibly win 12 games. A season you can win 12 games, he's not going to be there for it. That's what I take issue with.
Dell Olele, people are really excited that you're going to be at the Christmas party. Can't wait to see you out there. I said there's no way he would miss this thing, not to be with his friends.
When's the Christmas party?
Christmas party's next Friday.
Yeah, December
at 7
24th, Dell.
Yeah,
we got some Reaper burritos coming
and
out, too.
You get to pick up Gilbert on the way in.
I don't know if I'm gonna make that. Sorry.
You're going to make
it.
What are
you talking about? Of course you're going to make it. You wouldn't miss you being with
all
your
you
best
radio
friends
who listen, who you worked with.
We're
all
a
of
hugging,
us.
Adele hugging booth.
Yeah, I can't promise anything. That's all I'll say.
Just get there.
It'll happen.
Oh, you're a little ball of hate. God.
It's not a ball of hate. You promised something that you didn't talk to me about. You got the issue, not me.
How about Grinch? How about we make this a special Christmas? Okay. Grinch.
For who? For what?
What do you think about the 8-point spread in the Michigan Georgia game?
I think it's a little high. Now Georgia probably with this a recency bias with us because of what happened. But I don't think Georgia is 8 points better than Michigan. Particularly the way Georgia would prefer to play football games. I think their styles kind of match up now. That line is strictly based on what we perceive Georgia to be before the Alabama game, I guess. But I think the number's high. I actually like Michigan to stay in that game. I think you have two head coaches that will be fine playing a 21-17 game if it came down to that. Despite Kirby Smart's recruiting acumen, if you gave him the opportunity to get in the mud and play a game in the 20s, he would be fine. When you think about all that talent he's accrued, you think he'd want to use that talent to blow teams away. But if he had to, he'd run the ball 55 times if he could. I think we might get that type of game.
I think I tell you what, I think it has a lot of points because I think both offenses are going to have a hard time handling the defenses across from them. And I think both offensive lines are going to really struggle with handling the physicality of the other side. So I think that is a lower scoring game, but I think it's going to be a really fun game. And I do think that the winner of that game has a real chance to beat Alabama. I just can't see Cincinnati playing with Alabama and keeping it close. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think that whoever wins Georgia-Michigan is probably should be a very small underdog against Alabama. Georgia, my guess is, would be maybe 3.5 to 4. I think Michigan would be more like 6. But if Michigan beats Georgia, then Michigan can beat Alabama. That's kind of how I see it.
You know, I would look to Michigan to play a better game against Alabama. I mean, maybe the SEC title game has just struck any belief I had in Georgia out of me, because until they do it, I just imagine Alabama would run away from them again, unless there's a complete change in their game plan of defense, because they were soft on the outside with their coverage, and they allowed Alabama free releases. And now John Metchie won't be there, so I'm sure there's another 5-star Alabama prospect who will have a month to get himself ready to light Georgia up again. I would actually feel a lot better if Michigan won that game, because they don't have the weight of never beating Alabama on them. And I think that's a big thing. And Georgia, despite it'll be a shorter window, won't be a month like the semifinal game, but a week plus of hearing about how you guys have never done it, I don't think that program would react well like you would think, like, okay, us against the world. I think there's something there. And I'm not trusting them until they prove otherwise. So I would like Michigan more than I like Georgia in the title game against Bama.
So what's his name? Travis Hunter goes to Jackson State.
Yep.
And well, is this a trend? No, it's not a trend. It's Deion Sanders, who this kid is going to be a two-way star. He gets to be coached by Deion Sanders, who will probably be at Jackson State one more year and then leave. And so Hunter's going to be at Jackson State for 1 year. This is not some huge, okay, oh my God, look what's happening to college football. This is possibly a one and done. Maybe some other good players will go, Dell, but we've never seen anything really like this before.
Yeah, it's a unique circumstance. Travis Hunter, from anyone who's covered him or talked to him, said he's a different dude. He, despite the fact that he's committed to Florida State for so long, considering how bad they've been, being the number one player in the country, might tell you. Now, there's some loyalty there because he's been a lifelong fan, but that hasn't stopped other kids from going other places when the team they're a fan of isn't any good. So you knew he's a little bit different. And you know what? I don't know how often a kid is going to get that type of deal from the outside, from Barstool and that other company, to go to a place like Jackson State. And some kids don't want to – they want all the bells and whistles of going to a major program. Like, if you're a Walter Nolan, you've been to A&M. You've seen what A&M looks like. You want to go to A&M. Those are things that appeal to them. And the Jackson State thing, I think, for Travis Hunter is just unique. I think most kids would like to have the barbershop in the facility, the 100,000-plus screaming people watching them play either for or against them. He's just a unique cat. And you know what? Jackson State does get people to show up to their games, and they'll be on TV tomorrow. I think they had a great year. They went 11-1. So there is some tension placed on them. But most kids are going to be like, you know what? I can play at the Shoe. I can play at Ann Arbor. I can play in the SEC. And that's still going to be the appeal
I do think, Dell, it's an interesting – Hugh Jackson is going to be named officially Grambling State's head coach today. It's a former NFL coach. Kevin Sumlin and Ray Lewis supposedly were also in consideration for that job. I mean – It is interesting to see if this is just going to be a moment where this happens or if this is something that can sustain and grow. And Deion Sanders is going to be a big part of whether or not it's a fly-by-night situation. Because we saw Master P's son signed. I'd forgotten about this. Master P's son signed with a with an HBCU. He's a basketball player. He signed with an HBCU program out of high school, and he already left because he just said they didn't have – his dad said they didn't have the medical – he thought they hurt his cause as a basketball player because they weren't set up from a medical and health care standpoint to take care of injury. And I think that's the big concern that the HBCU and FCS schools will have.
Yeah, the infrastructure is a big deal. They're like Eddie George is at an FBS school or FCS school now, so there are multiple big names that are now becoming parts of smaller programs. But facilities are going to matter, infrastructure is going to matter, and like you just laid out, the simple ability to get an MRI if something's wrong, having an elite training staff to check on you, the meal plan, all those things are things kids are going to watch, and that's what smaller schools will have to compare when they're trying to attract these names. That's why I don't think it's going to start an exodus of major prospects dropping down a level, if you want to call it that. I do think you're going to find special kids who will say, you know what, look, I can be here for 3 years, I can be here for 1 year, and then transfer if it doesn't work out. I do think that'll be something, but it won't be where the top, like, five out of the top 25 prospects decide differently and go play at a Grambling or a Southern, or even some kid who's up north wants to go play at a lower division school just because. I don't see that happening.
Estelle Olole, also known as the Third Fred, right here on ESPN 97.
That's not my name.
It kind of is. I mean,
it really isn't. Can we talk about one thing before we go?
Yes, you coming to the Christmas party next Friday. You have to, because you're going to be on. You're going to be on the show and Friday, and so you'll have to be out there. And
Matt, I'm going to tell you now, much like a recruit decommitting, respect my decision, no interviews about that. I will say that Lance brought his young daughter, the nun, to the station yesterday.
And she's a Martha.
Mm-hmm. And, well, then she's even more scarier than a nun.
Yeah.
He walked her by the Three Fred studio.
I know what's coming.
Stopped and go, look, Marty, that's the bad man.
Mm-hmm. Pointing to you.
Yeah. Hey, who's the bad person there? Who's the bad person
hold on.
In that
instance? Let him finish his thing. Uh-huh. Let him finish his bit.
He called me the bad man. Do you think it's great for the Anglo-Saxon to tell his young daughter that probably the first black guy she's seen is a bad man?
It's ingrained in her now.
You think that's a good thing?
You know what? She judges content of character. She goes by Martin Luther King's judge a man by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. And she has heard your character at work. Now, I think it's also interesting that you were only number two behind the other bad man sitting next to me.
Mm. Well, he's somewhat ethnic, too, so yeah. I understand what's going on in that home.
See? Yeah,
kind of.
Anyone with darker skin, Del, look what he's doing to his kid.
Yeah, I saw what he did.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing. You're
turning her against her mom.
You're cultivating an environment of racism at that home. Yes. You know what you're doing.
That's exactly what he's doing.
We're cultivating an environment of accountability and culpability for your actions on the air. Uh-huh. That's what we're doing. She canceled you.
Anyway. We'll see you next Friday.
No, you won't.
At Klein's Christmas party. Everybody come see Dell. He's going to be there at 7 a.m. He probably is going to be involved in the onside kick, running for that
watch. You better
have
a cardboard cutout, because that's the only chance anyone has of seeing me there.
All right, so that's going to happen next Friday right here at Klein's on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, Dell, we appreciate it.
Sure.
The Third Fred right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know what? I wish, when I think about what Dell does for the kids, which is nothing, he could never be part of Cars for Kids. CarsForKids.org does stuff for young people. They do stuff for young people in high schools who need a second chance at a diploma. And what they do is they take your donation to your car, your truck, your motorcycle, and it doesn't matter if it's running or not running. They'd love a vehicle that's running, but even if it's not running, they'll come, they'll haul the vehicle off. You'll get a tax credit for that. And that way you can write off the car and not the kid. And that your donation of a car is going to help fund the Houston Can Academy. That's who they work with here in Houston. The Houston Can Academy, and that organization is helping to give young people that second chance at a high school diploma. And Houston Can Academy works directly with Cars for Kids to make that a reality. Donate the car and write off the car, not the kid, with carsforkids.org.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
All right, I want to talk about Naturally New Pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram. Guys, this Christmas, get her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Sensuous and smooth, the Naturally New Pajamas feel just like her soft skin. She is going to love them. It's more alluring for you than lingerie, too. Leave nothing to the imagination with Naturally Nude Pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. No risk, just pure luxury. How about that? 100%, what? Where do you get 100% lifetime guarantee for anything anymore? In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because they sold out last year. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order Naturally Nude Pajamas. And you tell them John Granato sent you.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I got a question, Lance. Look at this video here. Is this something that happened at your wedding? We're looking at a video of a bride in a thong doing a lap dance and twerking for her husband. Did that happen? Did that happen at your wedding? She's catching it a little bit. Because, you know, there are kids and older people there, and all the bridesmaids are twerking, and they've got a dance routine all out there for, and she's in a thong, lap dancing for and twerking for her husband that just got married. Did that happen? I got a question. Is there any chance that happened at your wedding?
Yeah, it did not happen.
That didn't happen? Why not? I mean, this looks like a good, clean, not good, clean fun for the whole family, really.
All right. No, I'm not going to say it.
You're not?
I was just going to set an over-under, but is that going to last?
I don't know.
Is the twerking bride
a
thing
that you... like she's... I mean, he seems to be... she seems to be willing to do stuff, so... I mean...
Well, yeah. I don't think that's a... And
no,
that's... I don't know that that's necessarily locks in the marriage.
Well...
Your willingness to do stuff in front of... hundreds of people.
Yeah.
You know what they want to see? Me in a thong, no bra. Well, she had her dress, not a wedding dress per se.
No, it was just
something
the front
draping.
Of it. Just the front of
the front
it,
of
really,
the wedding dress. You could see in the back and like.
Yeah.
I didn't expect. Yeah. I haven't seen a wedding. I've seen some bad wedding. I will say this. The first couple wedding dances I saw were all choreographed. I thought, that's kind of clever, you know? Now I see him and just want to vomit. It's like the whole where people have to try to do gender reveals that set entire national forests on fire. Feels like it's, I don't know. Do we need this anymore? Where you have to jump off of it. You're water skiing on an inner tube, and then you go flying through the air in the middle of the air. You try to pop a balloon and show what.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I'm having a boy.
Yeah. Really. Can't we just say, we're having a boy, everybody?
Have we burned enough force
right.
to not do this anymore?
No.
Can't y'all just tell? I know people have lost eyes. Terrible things have happened with your gender reveal. That one, look, would it have caught my attention if I were at that wedding?
Absolutely. Would you have enjoyed yourself?
Would I have turned away?
Yeah, they were cheering.
Would I have turned away?
They were having a great time.
No, I wouldn't have turned away.
No, heck no. Heck no. Here's something you don't want to have. You don't want to have any road rage in Mumbai, okay? Do you?
I don't want to be in Mumbai ever.
Well, I know that. But if you happen to go to Mumbai, do not have road rage because a 33-year-old has been convicted and is going to prison for shooting the bird at a woman on the highway.
He's going to prison, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? Do you think that he should have been shooting her the bird? No.
Apparently not.
Do you think that it's right for someone to give their middle finger to someone on the road?
No, this teaches you a lesson.
It does teach you a lesson. You know what he'll never do again?
Do that.
That's a deterrent. That's what I like to call a deterrent. Maybe a little aggressive, you know, what going to prison and all. But you know what? He ain't going to do that again.
That is a zero strike policy.
We're done. Back Monday. Charlie's next, then the Killer Bees, and then the Wheelhouse here on ESPN. And don't forget Patrick Creighton here as well. So stay with us all day here today, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody. In the meantime, I want to talk about Scott McGrath over McGrath Pest Control. He's awesome. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best bug killer in the history of bug killers, we have the mosquito killing machine that we've got in our backyard, and it has been wonderful. People, if you had mosquito problems this summer and spring and even in the fall, I mean, obviously now there are fewer mosquitoes because it's so cold. Wait a minute. There's still mosquitoes because it's still 90 degrees outside. So if you're looking for a great way to get rid of all of those mosquitoes, and especially when it's wet, there's going to be mosquitoes. If you're looking for a great way to get rid of those mosquitoes, the mosquito killing machine, and then, of course, the bugs in the house. Scott McGrath is awesome. He is wonderful. You're looking for a great way to kill bugs. Dude gets the job done every single time. And especially if you have hard to get rid of bugs, and it's been persistent, and you can't get rid of them, and other pest control people haven't been able to do it, well, they can at McGrath Pest Control. I've seen it. McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
Is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.